This morning, we have a text, verse 26 in our reading. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? This is great news, a wonderful news, a good news that we need to listen to. Good news that we need to hear it, believe it, and respond to it. Good news of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this sinful and fallen world to save sinners, which we all are. Good news. This morning we have this good news with us. My aim is to consider three main steps explaining why we need to be saved. Number one is our condition. Number two is hearing and believing. Number three is responding. Responding. So our condition. Why do we need to hear, believe, and respond? Well, everything, all the answers are always in the Bible. And in Romans chapter 3, verses 23, it says this: for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all dead spiritually. Again, in the Bible, it tells us and confirms this in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We are dead spiritually. Yes, we're here today, alive. Thank God for that. So we could come and hear his good news about our spiritual death. Our condition, way back to our foreparents, Adam and Eve, when they listened to the lies of the devil and disobeyed God's command, in which he said, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. That was the command. And Adam and Eve listened to that lies of the devil and disobeyed God. For God said, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Warning of the consequence of disobedience to God. So when they sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, they died spiritually. And we all died that spiritual death with them. All human race died. Every human being died. But God, who created man in his own image and his likeness, loving man in so much that he gave him all that he has created. He saw he was good and gave to man. All this I gave to you. But just the one tree in the midst of the garden did not eat the fruit thereof. Man disobeyed and man fell. And because of that great love that God had for his man, he made this gracious announcement, beginning of the good news. God said in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The Lord Jesus Christ, the second in the triune Godhead, will come and crush Satan's head and save his beloved people. Those who believe and respond to him, those who believe and put their trust in him, that he may be their savior. This coming of the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied throughout the Old Testament. The prophets prophesied, Isaiah in particular, in his book, chapter 9, verse 6. He prophesied and said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The Lord Jesus Christ been prophesied of coming to this sinful world. In the New Testament, the apostles spoke of him. John the Baptist spoke of him. "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away sin of the world." The good news is come. Are we hearing it? Have we heard it? And it brings us to number two, hearing and believing. The context of our reading is about the last week of the Lord on this earth. He was at Bethany, the home of Lazarus and his two sisters, Martha and Mary. He often stayed with them, and we could read the accounts in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. The whole family has a great love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and often stay with him. They express immense love for Christ. At the death of their beloved Lazarus, they both responded with faith. As soon as Martha heard that the Lord is coming, she went to meet him and spoke with him, believing in the power of the Savior. She confessed him, Christ, the Son of God. What a confession. She believed that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, that will come into the world. The Son of God means he is one with God. No man could claim such a title for himself, but Christ, the Son of God. Mary, also when she heard, she believed and rose quickly and came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary fell at his feet, as we should all do when we hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. We should fall before him, humble ourselves, and cry out to him to save us. Mary fell at his feet before speaking to him. This is the same Mary that on one occasion poured expensive oil on Jesus and rubbed his feet with her hair. Jesus Christ heard both women when Mary spoke. We read in John 11, verse 35, that Jesus wept, often called the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus, seeing Mary and the other Jews that came over and comforting them, crying, Jesus groaned in his spirit. He was troubled when seeing the dead Lazarus. He wept because seeing the pain, the damage, the death that sin brings. The narrative tells us that Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. Christ has come to raise us who are dead in trespasses and sin. You hear? Do you believe? Are you responding? We have some young people with us. My dear young people, all of us, all of you, so many times, often, you hear the gospel, the good news to Sunday schools, boys and girls groups during the week. Your teachers often, always tell us of the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please hear it, believe, and respond. Don't let mobile phones, everybody has got mobile phones these days. 2-year-olds, mobile phone, scrolling. They're experts. You have things called PlayStation. People still, time after time, day and night, playing this thing. They may be experts. They probably won competitions. They have things called Pokemon cards. Football. Football. Every boy, every girl these days, football, spending time playing or watching our television. How much time we spend sitting in front of the television? These days, the television could keep you day and night, every hour, program after program, streaming, and all these things, playbacks, and all these things. Idol worshiping, football stars, film stars. Please, young people, older people, don't let these things stop you from hearing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, stopping you from believing it, and stopping you from responding and to receive this good news. There's never been such good news in this world. Older people, adults, how many times have you heard the gospel sermons in this local church? Week after week, you come, you hear. Do you believe it? Have you responded yet? You go to weddings, maybe here, maybe other churches. You go to weddings, and some weddings you hear the gospel. How many weddings have you been to and heard the gospel? Have you believed? As you get older, you go to a lot of funerals. Only this week, I went to one. The gospel is often preached at funerals. Have you heard the gospel at a funeral? Maybe this week you went to one. Have you believed? Have you responded yet? Oh, yes. Life is busy. There's so much things to do. We have so much things going on. We've got so many problems. We've got to catch up with things. We've got bills to pay. We've got children to care for. We've got family problems and sickness. So much. Not even talking about work to go to or businesses to run. The Savior has come and called for you. He says, forsake all and come and follow me. He says in another place, come unto me, all who have labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Have you come for that rest? He alone could give that rest. Have you come that you may have that rest? There's another place in the Bible. It says, today, if you should hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart as in rebellion. I don't believe in God. I don't want to know. Do not harden your heart as in rebellion. But come. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he, the Lord, will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. There's no need to stay away. Christ wept, cried, because why should you die instead of having life? A third, responding. In our reading in John 11, verses 25, 26, one of the seven great I ams of Christ in the Gospel of John. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has come for you and me to save us from our sins? We disobeyed him. The Almighty God, who even the very air that you breathe is his. He has all the right to take you away from you. But he loves you. He loves me. He loves all of us. Whether old or young, no matter what position you have in this world, your status, he loves you. You are a sinner. He loves you. And he has sent his only begotten Son to this world to rescue us. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God to salvation. What is salvation? Salvation is a rescue. Rescue from what? Rescue from hell. Hell that belongs only to the devil. Why should you die instead of having life? Martha said to him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. Just in 1 week, the Son of God will be arrested. Just in that same week, the Son of God will be arrested, judged unjustly, and condemned to be crucified on a cursed tree. He will take upon himself our sins, the hell deserved by every sinner that repents and puts his trust in his shed blood. There at Calvary, on a cross, he took the penalty of us all if we trust in him. He was put in the grave and rose from the dead on the third day. He is the Savior. He is the life giver. Believing in Christ is to have everlasting life. I say that again. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is to have everlasting life, a life that no one else can give to you. Only he alone. And if you not have him and have eternal life, what is there? In the bottomless pit with the devil? Or to have life everlasting with Christ? Dear friends, there's no need for you and I to stay in our sinful state. The good news is with us today. God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth and everything in it, whether to be great or small, he created them all. He alone, only he alone could save us from our sins. Come in repentance and faith and receive the lasting life that he alone could give. Now is the opportune time. Martha believed. Mary believed, both rose quickly and went to the Lord and bowed before him and worshiped him. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. What about you? Do you believe? Have you heard? Have you been listening? Do you believe? Have you responded? Or will you respond today? Who has ears? Let him hear. Hear the gospel. Believe that Christ is the Son of God. Respond in repentance and faith. Personally, we cannot do it for each other. You have to come personally. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior personally and have that relationship through this life to eternity. No matter the hardship of this life, you cannot solve them. You cannot make your way to heaven except through the Son of God. Who has come? Please, today, if you should hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not harden your heart. Do not stay away. Do not refuse him. He is your only hope for everlasting life. May the Lord bless his word to us today, that we may come to know him as our Savior. Amen.